Right now, when someone writes about Metlakatla, they don't always get to hear the story from the people who live there. Tribal Council member Keolani Booth says that's because there's not a central archive to store the tribe's stories and memories.
And then make sure that, you know, when anyone writes about Metlakatla or does anything, that we've got one narrative that's from our narrative. And I think the fact that we don't have that right now, it's left up to an interpretation by anyone who would want to write about Metlakatla.
Reggie Atkinson is a former Metlakatla mayor. He told KRBD there have been efforts to build archives in Metlakatla before, but they haven't been digitized and they aren't organized.
We do have a building right next to our the council chambers, and it's an archive building, and there's archive boxes and just stacked in there. And actually, I don't even know what is in there. I went in there once.
Atkinson says he heard that there were historical images of Metlakatla inside Duncan Church and that relatives might have even more.
There are people saying they have photos, and I know for a fact that a relative has 8mm movies from his father. His father was in the Alaska Territorial Guard, and we had a Territorial Guard unit here in Metlakatla back then.
The Metlakatla Indian community contracted Caitlin Steinberg, a researcher from Wisconsin, to come to the island and help develop the Annette Island Reserve Historical Archive. When it's finished, Steinberg says the archive will hold pictures, videos, and interviews with local elders and families.
It's been brewing for decades, it seems, in Metlakatla.
The effort will involve the whole community, largely led by youth. Students will interview their parents, aunts, uncles, and neighbors, learning more about their family's history, as well as the history of Annette Island.
And so there was already this hunger for this place, for anyone to just go find their stories of their family and their community. And it was born from talking about all these different ideas and all these, you know, hopes and wishes for how organizing Metlakatla's history could benefit the people.
Once the interviews are completed, Steinberg says they'll be filed away along with a questionnaire created by residents. Steinberg says there will be a little of everything in the archive, from stories about the founding of Metlakatla to the history of residential schools and what life was like in World War II.
It's also going to be fishing, hunting, gathering. You know, it's going to be things about stories about the old cannery and, you know, when there would be coffee meetups at the old cannery, as well as the fishing culture down at the docks in Metlakatla.
The archive will be contained in a room at Metlakatla High School, and anyone will be able to record an interview for the collection. The work has already started taking shape. On a recent Friday afternoon, community elders gathered at Metlakatla High School for coffee with elders. The recording is a little hard to hear, but resident Henry G. Smith spoke about the value of the archive in this clip from the event sent to KRBD.
It's a good thing for the kids to learn this thing, the history of where their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents came from, as how Metlakatla came about. It's good for them to know this stuff, to know their history of their ancestors.
Ann Booth, the council member, hopes that knowledge will be preserved for future generations in Metlakatla. As a council member, Booth says that if he wanted to look back at something a past member had done, in most cases he's out of luck. He doesn't want that to happen to future generations.
And there are things that I'd love to speak to Henry Littlefield about, or Solomon Guthrie, and they were councilmen many, many years ago, and you know, if they didn't write it down, we don't know. So I think it's really going to help a lot in continuity of serving the community, passing information, and preserving our culture. You got to know what you've done to move forward in what you want to do.
He hopes the archive will help preserve knowledge of times, both good and bad, as well as traditional language.
It's things that we need to know, and we feel we have the right to know about our people.
Booth says that Steinberg, the contracted archivist, says she plans to train a member of Metlakatla's tribe to take over as lead historian once the project is fully on its feet. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.